You are listening to Ben's Torah.
You know, and they go through the Shabbat, the God, the Gazamu. You know, in the Chayadim, he lists all the Averis, Shaykh, with those, you know, letters we're going through over there. Now, a problem people run into, it's like the 22 letters, the catch 22. If you don't take this Lucha seriously, so then you're not doing your Avodah. If you really take it to heart, you're looking at like, oh, you know, brachas, am I making brachas with Kavana? If I'm doing such a good job of that. You know, let's go, Dibarnu Daifi, am I speaking Lashon Hara? That's not great. You know, like, we go through this list, it could be like, what's called here, Hurim, I don't know, you know, Tzerano, you know, Kishin Rare. If we go through this list, we'd be like, oh my gosh, I don't think we've got one of these letters on lockdown. The only 95% I'm doing is maybe 95% wrong. We take this too much to heart, you're gonna fall apart. You know, like, where do you begin? You look at the last 20 years, you're gonna say, how much did I really change? You know, how seriously are you gonna take the Aveda? And then, so in either direction, we have a problem. We feel like this is just not, you know, going over here. But I throw this out to you. What would you say about someone who ran a company like this? Is that what's cool? Someone who ran a company, and he has all different departments. And in every department, he has two workers, two CEOs. He has this all over the place in every department. And in every department, there's always one disgruntled worker. I'm going to share with you what's cool, the events that transpired in all these departments. And then you can comment on what you think about the CEO, the person who runs this company. Okay, in one department, he's got two guys. The first one is happy, and the second one is like, I just can't believe it. So you give him all the good stuff, and you give me all the garbage. I'm just astounded. I'm just in check. I just can't. In the second department, again, you had a disgruntled worker. He's like, I can't believe what you did to me. And so this one, the first one was astounded. The second was literally crying. The second one was crying. How do you put me in this position over here? That was in the second department. In another department, he gave both workers the same job. And then one of the workers like, what do you give us the same job for? I said, oh, you're complaining? No, he gave him the bad job. He's like, what? He says, everyone, a bunch of disgruntled workers. And then he has another place where he tells a guy to go run and do a job. And the guy's like running too far. He's like screaming, where are you going? What are you doing? What's with you? So we've got a lot of disgruntled workers in the place. Then we have this. He has one invention, and he's like, oh no, the bad people are going to use this. Forget it. He has to put that on the shelf. Then he has another invention, and he realizes, oh no, this is going to be a whole mess. He just destroys the whole invention. Until basically the entire company implodes. And this wasn't the first company he had. He had a bunch of companies, and really every company fell apart at the seams over here. What would you think of the person running this company? He clearly doesn't know what he's doing. Does that person sound worse than what we're doing in planet Earth over here? Basically, you know, like Aravaida, we're talking Aravaida, we try, we struggle, and everything else, we fall, we're messing up. Does this person sound better or worse than us? Let's even talk about even our world, after all the destroyed worlds. Day one of creation, he creates Shemayim and Aretz. The Aretz, what's called the Medrash Rabbah says, for Aretz, Hayusatam, Vo. The Aretz is just astounded. I just can't believe this. All your guys in Shemayim, the Nenef and the Zedashchina, they live forever and everything's married. My guys die, my guys suffer, my guys fall apart, my guys get killed. This is unbelievable. But Aretz, Hayusatam, Vo, the Aretz itself is astounded. Zaptam, what's called the Tzferesin, Chayshach al Panei Tahomi, a darkness on his face, he had a negative attitude. That was your first two workers. Then you had another. Let's look through all the workers. Then what else happened on day one? He's got the light. He's like, oh no, this light. The Rishayim will use it. I forget it. I have to put it. Let's go put it away. The second day in creation, doesn't he say didn't say keto because of all the problems that were there? Gehenim, let's go Machlekes and everything else. He splits the high waters and the lowers. The low waters are crying. How do you do this to us? That's the low waters on day two of creation. Of course, on day four of creation, it was the moon who said, well, the two workers, what you put me in the bad spot. In day three of creation, he's got a worker who's gone off the derech. He tells him the fruit and the bark to taste the same. He's like, I don't know if that's a good idea. Then even in day two, he told the Shemayim to go, and he's like, hey, where are you running? Where are you going? Day five of creation, he creates the Leviathan and Smeid. He's like, oh no, these guys, if they get together, they'll take over the, I'll just kill the girl of Yasan. This is even before man was created. The whole place is going haywire. You know, let alone if they won the whole place would go implode. So 1 second of here, before you want to throw us under the bus, you can put the Creator in the same boat. What was the verdict of all this for us to know to be created world, what's called to create a world like this? The verdict to know is he's creating a system that has to move and process. A system, this whole world is going to go haywire. It's set to go haywire, to make mistakes. That's part of what's called, that part of the situation. But making mistakes are not the problem. The problem is what's going on when we just go
fix them.
Up, when we give up. We say, Sheva Yipol Tzadli Fakal. Because we make a mistake, the world is mistakes, that's part of the design. And part of the design which Hashem was teaching us, you're gonna make mistakes, things are gonna go. He creates many worlds and destroy them. He Dafka built it. In this way we're going, where things are gonna go haywire, you just gotta keep on picking up the pieces, and that's perfectly fine. As long as we're constantly in process, they say about Thomas Edison that it took him 2,000 times to make the light bulb. So someone asked him, how did it feel to fail 1,999 times? He said, it didn't fail once. It was a 2,000 step process. As long as we understand this, then we can start approaching Slukas in a way of best self. Okay, you know what? If right now I'm not making any brachas or kavana, if I can make one, I'm headed in the same, let's go the right direction. Just like in football, game could be 4th and inches. They get just a few inches and the whole crowd is cheering. He didn't even move anywhere. That's all he needed to do. That's exactly what he needed to do. I'm speaking Lashon Hara, who knows how, but I'm going to cut down. Heard Rav Gamliel say to the Bavay guys, he said people who were struggling with keeping Shabbos, smoking cigarettes, he said is, you were smoking 20 cigarettes, you cut down to 18, Shomer Shabbos. This is what he called it. The vert always, we have to think, where are we? Yes, maybe we can't be perfect, but what are the reasonable steps we could do? If we can do that, that's what Hashem is. He understands. This is world is not, is created in a way. Things are always going to be going anywhere. But with that all being said, there's always something that we could do, and there was reasonable steps that would go, that we could would go, that we could take. We had the same idea would go with the same idea with the Seita. Guy warns his wife, stay away from this guy. She doesn't listen. She goes into an enclosed room with him, and who knows what else happened over here. And if she did the Aver, we know what happens. If she didn't do the Aver, she gets a bracha. You know how many violations this girl's been over? She didn't listen to her husband. Soberness, you could. Maybe there's open another job. Such a yes. In a chanami. You made one mistake, a second, and even the third. But the fact that you held yourself back from falling any further is so chashuv to Hashem that for that, you get a bracha. This is the first nakuda that's important for us today. What's called first nakuda important to focus on. Related to this, avert in Parsha Shoftim, it says tzedek tzedek tirdof. You should run after righteousness. So what the gain points out in this pasuk, we really before the gain, but there's sheva kaifi lechas. There's seven heavenly bodies, or whatever you want to say, and each one rules every day. And the truth is that the gain also understood this concept, because one of the forces that rules on Sunday is the sun. There's no coincidence that that's why it's called Sunday. And one of the forces that rules on Monday is the moon, and that's why it's called Monday. And also on Monday, Tzedek, the Jupiter has its force, and Thursday, Jupiter has its force, Tzedek. So the greatest word is Tzedek, Tzedek Tirdof. When do you run after righteousness? When Tzedek and Tzedek is in session. I want to let's take this a little bit further. We know that there are two ways, when we're talking about judging in our own life, even a regular judge has two ways of judging a case in a proper way. Either he's straight truth, okay, who's the winner, who's the loser, who's Chayav, who's that guy, or we're going to make a pshara between the two people and we're going to make a workable situation. In our own lives, when we're coming to Slichus, we're coming to a vice, we say, okay, first comes, who's Monday? Monday is Yitzhak. Who's Thursday? Thursday is Aaron. When they come, what's going on? First is the right or wrong. Am I speaking Lashon Hara? Yes. Is it wrong? Yes. Do I feel bad about it? Hopefully. I wish I won't do it in the future? Hopefully I won't. You know, okay, so first let's get the facts. Then we come to the Aaron Aveda, the Pshara, with where I'm holding now. What's a reasonable step that I can take to be best self, that I can be taking a step in the right direction, and that's how we balance it out. Rashi said the Taylor, Holoch Achar Bezdin Yafa, you should go after a good Bezdin. Bezdin is Gematri Yitzhak Va'aram. So that is what's called that step for. Another voracious related, what's called related vert to this time is what's called that when Hashem created the world, it's interesting, Medrash Rabbah, when Hashem created the world, he said, what's going to be with this other voracious guy? And he sees, they're going to be tzaddikim, they're going to come from, and they're going to be Rishayim for coming. He said, now we got a problem. If I create other voracious, So they're also going to be Rishayim. If I don't create Adam or Rishon, there won't be the Tzadikim. Hashem says, you know what? I'm not going to think about those Rishayim. I'm not going to focus on those guys. I'm just going to create the Tzadikim. So that's just not the world core matters. I think it's a major message for us as well. When we look in our lives today, there are all different types of challenges that people have. There's no limit, whether it's financial, whether it's emotional, whether it's health, whether it's all different types of things are going on that are very, very challenging, and those challenges are real. And someone comes over to you and says, I'm really having a hard time because of A, B, and C. That's real, that's justified, and it's your avoda to be empathetic to them, and if you can help them, to try to help them. That's a real reality. What's also a real reality is that we also have a lot of brachos in our life. For people who are healthy, health, families, for these, there's all different types of brachas, what's called that are there in life. And the more that we can focus on the milas in our own life, just like Hashem said, it's real, those Rishayim are real, but I'm focusing, what's called focusing over there, the more we can focus on it, the healthier state we're going to be, and the more productive we're going to be. And I'll leave you with a one-liner just to close for today is what's called in Parshas Ki Tzetzeh. A couple of weeks ago, we read about the Ben Sarah and Mera. Now, that's an unbelievable thing to read about in Elo. To read about a 13-year-old kid, you say he's finished, he's hopeless, he's done, he's off fallen, his mommy's off the track. Okay, that's what you're going to read about in what's called, that's what you're going to read about in Elo, the ones we're trying to marry you to do Chua. So then the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, don't be alarmed. The Ben Sarah Mera lo hoya velo never was and never will be. Comes along with Venus and says, you know what goes, says, I saw him and sat on his caber. This is an absurd machlekes. She now a machlekes. What opinions? This never was and never will be. The other one says he's swimming. Different ways to answer this question, but the one that we need to know is this. The concept of the Ben Sarah Mera, the concept that you're finished, the concept that you're hopeless, and the concept that you can't change, lo haya v'lo nevra, never was and never will be, comes along with Yenis and says, you know where I saw that concept? I saw it at the caver. When you're dead, you can't change anymore. But as long as you're alive, up and at him. Difficult atrocities. If it was put into the slichus, before we get to the answer, if it was put into the slichus, it's probably what's called, it's probably good, what's called, it's probably good, what's called, there's probably good reason for it. Now what's called, number one, maybe it's also just what's called a limuskos, like they can put that in. I could also go in a few different directions. We don't know, could be our neshamas were back there and might still have issues. Let's go for that. You had concepts like this. I'll give you an idea. It says, by Karach was Chosha Moshe Rabbeinu with Eishes Ish. So a whole different slew of pshat in there. Rafael said a pshat, but based off the world of Gugulim, Karach is a Gilgul of Kayan, and Moshe was a Gilgul of Hevel. They were fighting over an extra twin.
You are listening to BenStoller.com.
For what Rafael said a pshat, that always Karach was Chosha Moshe Rabbeinu, deep in the heart of his soul, he still had an issue with Moshe Rabbeinu Hevel over that extra twin. Sometimes there might be situations that deep in our souls we still have issues from the past. It could be that that's why sometimes you run into people and you might either be very, very drawn to them in a positive sense, or just like, you don't even know why you might have issues with them, and it might be that there are issues in the past. Maybe that's a possible answer, that we might have had struggles in the past, we went through terrible things, and we're like, how can you do this? That's what's called, that also is possible. In a general ayfet, I think there's also even a completely different way to say and similar, that there's a what's called, that there's a Ramban. Ramban says on what I think is a Ramban talking about, you know, that we're like the least of all nations. You know, on the pasuk, the what's called the smallest of all nations, he teaches about what's called, teaches like about love. Says what nation could have endured all this? You know, the Holocaust, the Crusades, you know, and we still be what's called, we'll still be connected to Hashem. Even after all, that was the same from his Mila. But if something that you for sure have heard before, that this what's called the Samar, what's called the Samar of, you know, he said when he was, says, who are you going to get a bracha from? You know, Rebbe, who are you going to get a bracha from? It means a person who goes through such difficult atrocities, such difficult, you know, what's called situations, and is still able to be, what's called, is still able to be connected to Hashem, is very, very special. Which means, on the other side, that if we would hear of someone that he was in the Holocaust and he went off the derech because of that, we could never judge the person. know how I would respond if I would have been there. Those were really hard things. Those were things that really had sense with people. Well, maybe even just thinking about that, people can take issues to that. And then it has its mirror even in our own lives. Like many times when people, even though it's a trillion times over, any sorrow that we go through to that, but really, people really have a hard time in this world. Sometimes people will ask a question, why did the Holocaust happen? And what they're really asking is, why did my Aunt Tilly die? Why did I, was born in a situation where I'm constantly struggling and getting picked on as a kid? Why am I over there? That could just be like the general massive bomb, but also like representing the slight splinters to us of the challenges that we go through when they're really hard challenges, that even after all this, we're still like, some of these things throw us off and we're still trying to connect to you. Maybe those are a few different possible things to chew on. I'm just throwing it out off the cuff, you know, to chew on as possible things for the, let's go for the slivers.
Yes, you go.
Okay, so
everything's okay in the States? Your
yes.
Family, everybody?
Yes, so what's called Baruch Hashem. I got to see the family was what was very wonderful to do this recording.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. One of the just a very passionate point. We go through the slitas. So we're number one, we're trying to we're mentioning we did something wrong. Okay, I can acknowledge it. We did something wrong, we spoke whatever, like say we got angry. Yeah, it was terrible. I feel really bad about it. And it was bad. I feel bad about it. Now, next thing is we could say is, you know, like, look, we're supposed to get to a point that we're never gonna do it again. I see every year I can never get to that point. That never happens. But it's interesting to know that there's a machlokes when the world was created. This is really a whole hour share. We're just saying one point of it, which is nogea here. And Taisus says the thought of the world was Tishrei. The actuality of the world was Nisan. Tishrei, was a thought, and Nisan is was the reality of the world. In thought, when you get inspired, you get really inspired, when you're by a tzaddik, you just open a mikveh, it's Rosh Hashanah, you came, whatever it is that day that just totally hits you, at that moment you can feel like, I totally want to be the best, I wish I'll never do this again. And that's a world of thought. In thought, you can be there in thought. In reality, just like Pesach, where the whole house got off on Tumah, now we got to clean up the whole thing, 49 levels, in reality we're human beings that we're going to fall. You know what? Even if we are going to fall afterwards, the fact that we could be just have it in thought, the fact that it could just be a yearning, it could be just over here. Like I went to a wedding last week. It was a more modern wedding, but whatever. And over here, and so you're able to see how the chassan and kala were looking at each other. It was a pleasure to see the simcha that the chassan and kala had with each other. And they should keep it. The reality is, will they be able 20 years down the road to have that same type of feeling? Probably not. But it's that yearning. It's that that message over here that we want to be there. So just the fact that we could come and say, you know, like, yes, I wish I could never get angry again. I have such a journey. That's merited to Hashem, even if we can't keep it because we're human beings. Another thing that's important for us to be careful of and be mindful is this. Sometimes, the Yetzirah comes as the Talmud Chacham, and he messes you up that way. Because over here is, you got angry, don't you know? Kol HaKayis Kiyu L'Way V'Nevei D'Zara. Don't you know? Kol Mini Gehenna ruling over you. Hey, Zeshay, it's Russia that you are. You know, and when you start hearing all those chazals, these chazals are not helping me now. These chazals are now coming, and now I'm getting angry that I get angry. I can't believe it. How can I do that? What type of terrible person are you? It's important for you, just like if someone comes over to you and talks to you about what go their problems. It's important for you to validate that person and understand that person. Sometimes we have to do that and be empathetic to ourselves as well. Yes, it was terrible. I went crazy in the house. It's true that was terrible. But what happened? Let me just take a step back. What happened? What happened was I walked in the house and someone said to me, what? I asked you for one item. You have the biggest wall in the world that you didn't do that? And then I went crazy. Yes. When someone says to me, you're the biggest moron in the world, that you didn't do that, that's a trigger for me. So I understand myself. And like I said, that doesn't mean that I was supposed to continue doing that. But at least I understand why I got upset. I got upset because this person treated me like that. And that's understandable. And now I'm understanding myself. Now that I understand the trigger, now I can think, okay, how can I prepare myself? The next time someone would say that to me, maybe I have to think like, okay, they're probably just not in a good flow and they're just taking out on the day and whatever it is. When I'm able to do that and just understand what, or like, I can't believe it, I'm always speaking Lashon Hara. What this thing is, then I think, 1 second, I have to admit, those guys you really have the most interesting conversation. When I sit down there, those guys come with the most interesting guy. I understand how I got sucked into that. It's really hard. It was really exciting what they say. Okay, now I understand how that. Now I have to think. Maybe I should not hang out with that crowd. And maybe when we start looking at our own avodah, let's understand how we felt. We don't need to kill ourselves for that fact. Let's say, yeah, speaking Lashon Hara was wrong. Getting angry was wrong. And I don't want to do that. I wish I could do that again. But then I start thinking, where were my big pitfalls? Let me not kill myself for the pitfalls. Let me just understand them. And then once I understand them, then I can make a proper plan of action. How to avoid them for the, let's go for the future. And again, any small step that we're taking, we're heading. We're heading in the right direction. I think that's another important key for us. You know, let's mention, time allows us, we'll mention on a gift for Rosh Hashanah, you know, so we're going to get another chance. You know, let's go over here is on Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, my sister was giving a class, and she was teaching kids who had no shakas to Rosh Hashanah at all. They were like, whatever, not, you know, familiar at all, like, maybe they heard of Rosh Hashanah, but what really goes on. And they're like, what? You're in the synagogue all day praying? What do you guys say the whole day there? What are you doing there the whole day? Then they open up the matzah. Here's what the matzah looks like. He's the king. He was the king. He's always the king. He does everything. And he's the greatest. Blow the shofar from 100 times. He rules everything. The people, they weren't trying to be chutzpah. The kid's like, this god of yours has got some serious ego problems. this is wilder than Donald Trump. You know, like, the greatest. You know, everyone has to come and say, what's going on up here? It's not such a funny thing for us to do the whole day. We're like, da-da-da-da, you're the hero. What's the tactics of doing such a thing? It's such a funny thing, you know, for what God's to do. This is what God, number one. Number two is an interesting thing. That on what's called on Rosh Hashanah, what's called Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah lists a bunch of different things that happen on Rosh Hashanah, and one of the occurrences that happened on Rosh Hashanah is that Yosef was taken out of jail. One of the interesting things, and like, what is the important relevance of that for us to know that Yosef came out of jail? Now, why did Yosef come out of jail? We know because they were what's called because Paro had a dream of 7 skinny cows and 7 fat cows, and they were not giving him a good interpretation that he was sending. So Yosef came out of jail to interpret the dream, his good years and bad years, and then Yosef comes and says, oh, and you know what? You need to, you need to save up from the good years and the bad years. Einstein, if the interpretation of the dream is right, 7 good years and 7 bad years, I don't think we really needed this brilliant advice on your part to save up any more. I know it's that's the most obvious thing. What is he chiming in with this information, which is the most obvious information, if that's the problem? A second thing to know is, why couldn't the Chartumim figure this out? What do these guys get paid for? It is talking about cows and stalks. The only thing they do have in common, ostensibly, is that it's food. Why was that so hard to let go to figure out? Susie was married from the Keilas Meisha. Maybe we're going to take a little further here, and then we're going to take it even further than that, is what's going to explain this. Explain this, we know that if you want to learn about dreams, you look at the Bavli and Brachas. You want to learn about dreams, you take a Yishalmi, I believe it's Trumas, I think it's Trumas, what's going on, it's one of those, what it is over there is, and there they add, what's called, there there's another addition that I didn't see in the Bavli, that in dreams are important when the dream took place. But when you had the dream. That's not only about the dream, but when you had the dream. So this is where the Kilos Meshach comes in. Says this, we know the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, and it says that with gold that Nisan was a time of crops to be, you know, judged, and Tishrei is a time of, what's called Rosh Hashanah, is a time when people are judged. Now, the Goyim understood this as well. Now, just like we said before, they didn't need to know the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, they needed to understand the universe, which Chachma B'Gayim and Tanu, there really was other day, like Sunday and Monday, like we said earlier. So they understood. They said if this, they had the Halamina, yeah, the Pasha Pshat of this dream should be a famine. But if this was a famine, Paro should have this dream in the spring, not at this time of year when people are getting judged. And now you understand Gavali. What was the interpretation they said? You have seven daughters and they'll all die. Why did they come with that? They're coming with that because this is the time of year when people are getting judged. So now they talk of them, they move it to interpretation that has to do with people. So they weren't as stupid as we thought, these Khartoumim. So then Yosef comes and he has this. Yosef says, Yosef comes with this. He says, no, the dream is going to be seven skinny cows and seven fat cows and seven good Yosef. The Khartoumim are laughing at him. They said, we had that Havamina, but we threw it out because this is a time that people are getting the decree. And now Yosef takes it one step forward and he says, and what you need to do is have someone save up. He says, you think the main part of this dream is about a famine? No. Do you know why there even is a famine? Do you even know why Paro even had this dream? The whole reason that there's a famine and Paro had this dream was only to take me out of jail. That's what it has to do. What's going with me? That's why it's getting decreed right now, because it's all about what's going. It's all about me. That was, and this is the Yosef Hanhag in general. Yosef Hanhag in general, so when he's with God, like you can ask a question when you're talking about Yosef. Yosef with God accused the brothers of Gilui Raya, and you're still like, these are certain not good with God. You're not sure because some with Gilui Raya, Ephraim and Achai. Very early serious offenses he accuses the brothers of. We're not discussing the parasha now, but every single answer comes down to the same answer. It looked like they were doing something wrong, but they really weren't. However you want to slice it, that's how every single answer comes down. We have a question on every single answer. The question on every single answer is, Yosef, why are you not down the Kavskos? That question stands on every single answer. And when you understand who Yosef is, we'll understand the answer to that question as well. Yosef, from the word Maisef, he's always going forward. He's the greatest wherever he goes. When he's at home, he learns with his father. When he's in jail, he interprets dreams in the jail. When he's Bar Potiphar, Mr. and Mrs. Roll about him. And when he's in Egypt, he runs a country. Put him in the garbage dump, he'll run the garbage dump. He is the greatest wherever he goes. The Yosef Hanhaga is, I know you have a Shita, I know you have a Heter, I know, oh, you got a Shach here, you got a Taz here, you have this over here. But the verdicts don't even look like you're doing anything wrong. I don't even read a Shvat and walk with a presence. When I have dreams, you're all bowing down to me. You should all have dreams of people bowing down to you. Walk with a presence. In Yosef's dream, the sun, moon, and stars bow down to him. The entire universe works for me, including Paro. Paro's birthday. The Nachash's birthday really came on Rosh Hashanah as well, when he really came to get other Rishon to what's called the sin. And remember, the Eitz Hadas, what's called the Eitz Hadas, two of the opinions of the Eitz Hadas are grapes and wheat. Who's working for Paro? The butler and the baker. The entire universe works for me. This is the Yosef Hanhaga. The vert that we need to do on Rosh Hashanah, when we're walking in, and the Iker vert for us on Rosh Hashanah is, when we're saying, Hashem HaMelech. Hashem needs us to say, he's like, you're like, little girls over here, oh, if you go to planet Earth, you said Hashem, now I'm okay. That's what he needs. No, that's not the vert. We represent Hashem in the world. The greater we understand Hashem is, the greater we understand who's running this company. Like Fouquet, what we said earlier, the greater we understand who's really running this company, you're representing the greatest company in the world. You're Hashem. We represent Hashem in the world. That's what's going on. At the home, the more we understand he's a Melech, he's a Melech, we represent him, he's our king, we're representing him in the world, the greater we'll be. The greater we understand the whole world is for us. That's why we need what's going to do this for us. The more we've been Ma'ir ourselves, the more we've been what's called Ma'ir, the concept, to what's called. And then to give us that drive, we want to represent him in the world. And once we really drill that in, then we're going to get to the sense of the truth and try to work out the chinks in the right way. We understand our own Hashivas. We understand what we're trying to do. That's our mission statement. We're here to bring Kiddush Hashem to the world. And that's what's called another what's called point in the Kuda. What's going for Rosh Hashanah. And even the Gematria of the word Shofar, Adam didn't do the job. So who's going to do the job for him? Chayasov. We're going to be in place with the Shliach Shalom and Kamaisik. Adam plays his roles, Gematria Shofar. That's another, let's go.
You've been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.